You're listening to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, featuring Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.
Hi, this is Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President for Public Policy at the James Dobson Family Institute. Welcome to our weekly podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. I'm glad you're with us. I hope you'll be with us every week and tell your friends about us. You know, now that I think about it, maybe we ought to temporarily change the name of the podcast, Defending Faith, Family, Freedom, and Israel. Because if you have been tuning in, you know that Dr. Dobson and the James Dobson Family Institute stands firmly with our longtime friend and ally, Israel. We also vehemently oppose anti-Semitism of any type. It's a sin. It needs to be rejected. And look, I also want to say none of us at JDFI like to see or want to see civilians or children suffering. Our prayer is that civilians both in Israel and in Gaza will suffer the least amount possible, but it's a war, and with war comes suffering. And we have no doubt that for the sake of the world and for the sake of world peace and for the future, Israel must prevail in this conflict. The raucous chanting you heard at the beginning of the show today was sound from one of the hundreds of anti-Jewish demonstrations that has taken place in multiple U.S. cities as well as cities around the world. And notice that I said these are anti-Jewish demonstrations. The demonstrators really don't say much about Israel as much as they chant things that show their hatred for the Jewish people. The demonstrators often will chant death to the Jews, gas the Jews. That's disgusting. This is evil. Anybody that is a person of goodwill must reject these calls for a second Holocaust, as will or should all people of goodwill around the world. Now, there was one of these massive pro-Hamas demonstrations right here in Washington, D.C., where I do my work for JDFI. The crowd was estimated to be at least 100,000 people. They poured into the streets of our nation's capital. They were bussed in from all over the East Coast. The demonstrators surrounded the White House. They sprayed red paint all over the White House gates, saying that this was a symbol of the blood of Palestinians. There was a serious effort to breach the perimeter of the White House, to get inside the White House grounds, while the demonstrators were chanting, "Biden, Biden, you can't hide." The Secret Service agents actually came out of the White House and took positions around the building in case this massive crowd actually broke through the fence and would rush the White House, and this group of Secret Service agents would have to stop them. Now, this may be puzzling to some folks, not to me. This pro-Hamas mob also vandalized statues in the nation's capital of our American historical heroes. Why would they do that? Well, I have found over the years that people who hate Israel tend to hate the United States, and people that hate the United States tend to be the same people that hate Israel. You'll find this among the professors on a lot of American university campuses. They're hostile toward Israel and they're hostile toward the United States. The next morning, a Palestinian flag was still flying in the hands of a statue in the park right across from the White House. And even now, as I am recording this, the red paint thrown on the White House fence, they've still not been able to remove it. I don't know what it is, but it's still up there now, several days later. It was also chilling to hear tens of thousands of people chanting, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free." Now, a lot of folks who don't follow Middle Eastern politics or read a lot about this issue, which is understandable, think it's just a nice little call for people in Palestine to be able to be free people. That's not what it means. Let me explain it to you. The river referred to is the Jordan River, which is one of the borders of Israel. The sea which is referred to is the Mediterranean Sea. That is the other border of Israel on the other side of the country. So when the demonstrators chant from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, what they're chanting for is the elimination of the nation of Israel. This chant, which takes place in every one of the demonstrations, is really a chant of the goal here, which is to erase Israel. The only Jewish nation in the world would cease to exist if these people marching inside our country, in our nation's capital, prevail in this controversy. Now, I'm not exaggerating. The group Hamas, who the demonstrators support, has been designated a terrorist group here in the United States. They officially have as one of their goals the destruction of the nation of Israel. In recent days, further evidence has been found that Hamas fighters, including those that went into Israel on October 7th and brutally murdered 1,400 Israelis, the majority of those Israelis civilians, these fighters, so-called, killed and raped women, killed and raped children, that those fighters have been trained in the nation of Iran. Iran's government is also committed to the destruction of Israel, and listen to me, the destruction of the United States. They're very clear about this. This is one of the reasons Dr. James Dobson and myself have been vehemently opposed to the Biden administration allowing Iran to get billions of dollars in additional resources by taking the economic sanctions off of them that had been placed on them during the Trump years. That money is not going to go to help the Iranian people. It's going to fund things like we're seeing right now as war spreads in the Middle East and as the conflict is now taking place in America's cities. Now, there's a lot of talk in the media and in the State Department and on Capitol Hill contending that the only solution here is the creation of a new nation that would be called Palestine, and that that new nation would live side by side in peace with Israel. Well, we've got to face reality. The polling that has been done in Gaza show that majorities of people living in Gaza do not want a separate new state. They want there to be one state that would be located where Israel is now and would be controlled by the Palestinians, and the Israeli Jews would be expelled. Marchers here in Washington, D.C., during this recent march, were asked by reporters from Fox News. The marchers were just being picked by random, and the reporters would ask the same question. Do you favor a two-state solution? And time again, the marchers said, no, we're in favor of one state, one Palestinian state. Well, as you know, in recent weeks, we here at JDFI want to make sure you get the latest information about all of this. It has the possibility of not only causing a disaster in the Middle East, but of really deeply affecting our lives. And we want to be sure that Christians have all the information they need to be able to discern correctly what is going on. One of the things I've done on the podcast is go to our good friend in Israel, Tom Rose, to give us updates on the fighting there. The war is raging. The Israeli Defense Forces have gone into Gaza to try to track down where Hamas is hiding missiles and weapons, planning to attack Israel again. But today, I wanted to talk to Tom a little bit about what is the reaction in Israel to seeing all of this rampant, raw anti-Semitism, not only sweeping the globe, but right here in the United States. And here's a little bit of that conversation. You know, Tom, I'm doing work with the James Dobson Family Institute, and Dr. Dobson, you know, has been known for years for his work on helping people keep their marriages together and how to raise strong-willed children and so forth. But he's also always had a really over-the-top interest in public policy and the U.S.-Israel alliance and fighting anti-Semitism and so forth. And we're doing a lot of that right now. And I wanted to give you a chance to talk about this because, as you know, Tom, there's an explosion of anti-Semitism here in the United States. It's most notable on the university campuses, but every major American city is experiencing marches by tens of thousands of people. There's supposed to be a huge one in Washington, D.C. this coming Saturday. You know, I live in a neighborhood that has a lot of Jewish families, and I've never seen this level of fright, really. I was talking to a Jewish woman in our neighborhood the other day, and she's scared. And I've heard this from many Jewish friends and so forth. I wonder whether the news of all this is getting back to Israel. You mentioned that there's some restrictions on the news, but are Israelis hearing that not only in Europe is there an explosion of anti-Semitism, but here in the United States too? And what is their reaction to that?
What Israelis see is less shocking to them than it would be perhaps to you or to me, because you and I have talked about this in the past. American Jewry, to a large extent, skipped the 20th century. We never experienced the Holocaust. We never experienced the horrible pogroms following the end of the First World War. Right now, today, Gary, the U.S. is experiencing the most explosive and dangerous demonstration of anti-Semitism in its history, in its 250-year history. There's never before been anything close to this Nazi-like anti-Semitism that we see today. We've never, ever seen tens of thousands of people gathering to support the mass murder of Jews with open calls for the annihilation of the Jewish state. People chanting, kill the Jews, F the Jews, gas the Jews. Not only is this the worst outbreak of Jew hatred in America, I would go so far as to say that it's the first and only form of organized hatred that's exterminationist in its intent in the long history of our country. Not even the most abhorrent, despicable, slavery-supporting Confederate racist ever marched in New York or Washington or Birmingham calling for the extermination of all black people. The anti-Semitism that we're experiencing today in the United States, make no mistake, Gary, it's not just another form of bigotry. It's not just another form of, you know, religious prejudice. It's exterminationist. The anti-Semites today in the United States, they don't just hate Jews. They want all Jews killed. We've never had anything remotely like that in our history. And as you well know, there are a lot of dark moments in our long and glorious history.
Thank you, Tom. Well, my friends, this is an incredible moment, an important moment, and it's really important in my view for Christians and Jews to stand together. You know, when we do this podcast, we don't want to just give you a bunch of disturbing information and then you just worry yourself to death about it. We want to always give you action items. And you may remember in recent weeks, I've suggested, among other things, of course, that we ought to pray for the safety of civilians caught in the middle of the war raging in the Middle East. We also should pray against the evil of anti-Semitism. And in addition to that, I urge you, if you have a Jewish neighbor, to go visit them. Just knock on the door and say, hey, I've been thinking about you, given the headlines of rising anti-Semitism. Just want to let you know, I'm your neighbor. If you need anything, I'm right here. If you need any assistance, if you're afraid about something, call us and we'll come right over. You can also, your church can approach the local synagogue and ask them if there's anything that your church can do in the name of Christian love for the synagogue. But I'm also excited to let you know that November 17th to 19th has been declared the weekend of prayer for Zion's sake. This is a project of American Christian Leaders for Israel. Again, it's a weekend of prayer for Zion's sake. That reference, Zion's sake, is from Isaiah 62:1. For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. It means I will not be quiet. So make a commitment over that weekend to pray about these issues and ask your pastor if he would lead the congregation of your church in prayer for peace, in prayer for defeat of terrorism, and for the restoration of the Israeli nation in America away from the hatred that seems to be engulfing the world right now. Well, thanks for being with us again on the James Dobson Family Institute weekly podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. I'm glad you joined us, and I look forward to being with you again next week.
Subscribe to Gary Bauer's Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, where you find your favorite podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button to ensure you receive every episode.